This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. In the next segment, we're going to have Roger Stone is going to be joining us, and I'll be leaving. Leanne will be here with Roger Stone. But I think it was a great point that you brought up just before we went to break, Leanne, and we didn't have enough time really to talk about it. It affects people so much more to have major social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter and even Google deciding that they're going to censor this or that. And, of course, they're saying, well, it's our freedom as a private company to decide what we want on our site. And yet they have used that opposite argument to put small bakers out of business who objected to doing a particular thing because it violated their free exercise of their religion, which is protected. So now we have the opposite going around. We have these big mega corporations. Of course, they can do whatever they want. That's the double standard that we always see.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in and saying, no, I can shut down freedom of speech because I have private property rights.
Right. I mean, it's just a total double standard. You have YouTube and Facebook and Google saying, well, you know, we're going to cut off the advertising income for your channel. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have anything that we determined to be something we don't like with the language, or if you're talking about politics, we're just going to cut off the income stream for you. You know, and that's powerful. A lot of people are making their living
mm-hmm.
via social media. And then if you just cut them down, cut them off entirely, I mean, that's very powerful. So this is a total double standard that needs to be addressed.
I think the other part of this, though, too, is we look at these Twitter accounts and you know, we got Glenn Beck out there saying that Breitbart is a white nationalist organization, because what he's doing is he's conflating all these different things together with the alt-right. This really was a white nationalist organization that they shut down on Twitter. And again, we're back to the, you know, can you force somebody to a Jewish bakery to bake a Nazi cake? Well, Gary Johnson said yes. I disagreed, but he said yes. But now these same people reverse this. But I think it points out it's very dangerous for us to buy into these language terms that they use.
Mm-hmm.
They always pick the terms so that they have the linguistic high ground.
Right.
And they make us look bad by the terms that they use. And we should stop buying into this alt-right label, I think. I think we need to identify ourselves as libertarians, because that identifies the fact that our concern is individual liberty. And we don't really care what skin color you are, what your gender is, or whatever. We're about individual liberty. That's what I'm about. And as I said before, paleo-libertarian, we won't go into the differences between libertarian and paleo, but, you know, that's kind of more conservative point of view on some social issues, a paleo-libertarian. But we need to stand with things that are clearly defined in the public eye mm-hmm. that have a positive connotation, because they know that we're about liberty. We finally hammered that down, that it's about liberty. And when you say alt-right and you have these other organizations that truly are Nazi organizations or Ku Klux Klan organizations or white nationalist organizations, and they self-identify themselves as alt-right, and nobody really knows what that definition is, if we use that same thing, or we allow other people to label us that way, then you got people like Glenn Beck coming in and saying, look, they're all the same. They're all, you know, these people over here, they're white nationalists as well, and they're Nazis as well.
Right. Well, and I do agree with you on that, and I've been outspoken about saying that I disagree with being labeled as that. But, however, we also know that they say, well, when they go low, we go high, but behind the scenes, they go even lower.
That's right.
And so to fight them at their own battle, we really do need to use their own tactics against them. That's why I say, let's just start calling them the alt-left fascist state-run media. And, you know, they are using their rules for radicals. They're using the playbook, but then they're going to make you play it. You know, what would Jesus do? That's not very Christian-like of you to call me an alt-left fascist. My goodness.
Yeah, they try to make us, play by our own rule book. You know what? I would like to play by our own rule book. one of the things that I don't like by some people who self-label themselves as alt-right is not just the racism and white nationalism, but also the tactics of screaming and shouting at people. I think that we need to respect people as individuals. We can have a rational argument without being deliberately provocative, deliberately hateful. We don't want to adopt those tactics of the alt-left.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. I'm going to be switching out, and Leanne is going to be here with our host for the fourth hour, Roger Stone of Stone Cold Truth, no stranger to the InfoWars broadcast. Of course, he was Trump's first campaign manager. He's still an advisor. And we want to see what he has to say 1 week later after the election. Of course, Roger was also involved with Stop Steal, monitoring the election. And I think it's fascinating, Roger, as you're standing there, in front of all of the memorabilia that you've got from all the past campaigns that you've been in. You know, it's interesting. You had to Stop the Steal because you knew there was going to be a lot of hanky-panky in this election, and we saw that in spades in North Carolina, one particular county, Durham County, heavily Democratic. They brought in about 90-some-odd thousand votes at midnight, and now that has thrown – didn't turn it over to Trump because Trump had a massive landslide, I believe, that they tried to edge that out. But they did affect the gubernatorial race there. And so now we've got a situation there that looks like they're not going to be able to decide that race until Thanksgiving. It is so close that it'll probably be a recount. And both sides, both the Democrats and Republicans, the NAACP, other leftist groups are really angry at the city of Durham, the county of Durham, for how they rigged this election. They kept the polls open for another 90 minutes. So that's an example of what you knew was going to be happening. And if we had had a close election with Donald Trump, we would be seeing this happening nationwide, wouldn't we, Roger?
Absolutely, David. First of all, I want to say thank you to Infowars.com and Alex Jones for letting me sit in today. You really are the tip of the spear. I think people don't understand in the mainstream media the millions and millions of foot soldiers that Infowars.com empowered and inspired and mobilized in the Trump revolution. So here we are 8 days in, and as we look back on it, you're exactly right. The good news here is the tsunami was so large that they couldn't steal it. Although, make no mistake about it, they had extensive plans to do so. As you know, David Boyce at Boyce Schiller, the same lawyer who headed the Gore 2000 recount, went to the U.S. Supreme Court in an attempt to stop us from exit polling in order to be able to check on the honesty and the integrity of the election. Fortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against him, so the current score is Stone 2, Boyce 0. I'm happy to say.
That's great. And, of course, that's the key way that they want to steal it. They want to make sure there's no exit polls. Here in Texas, they want to take the electronic voting machines and shut down any ability to track these ballots after the fact. So we're on to their games. And you have done a magnificent job of educating the American public. And I think, really, at this point, we need to, from the position of the winner, so they can't say this is simply sour grapes, we need to push forward with real election reform. But I know you've got your own subjects there that you want to talk about. I'm going to check out and turn this over to you, Roger, and to Leanne McAdoo. Thank you.
Many thanks, David. Now, you were a leading candidate for the Stone Cold Truth Best and Worst Dress List, which will come out on New Year's Day, as it has for 10 years. And you may know the background on this. Mr. Blackwell, who was a very famous Hollywood-based columnist, designer, would put out a list every New Year's Day of the best and worst dressed celebrities, athletes, movie stars, socialites, and so on. He passed away some 12 years ago, I think. We have revived this tradition. It is done again every New Year's Day. Now, I'm going to warn you, David, you're a contender, but if I see you on the air without a necktie again, you could drop right off the list. That could be.
Well, you could put me in both categories. I'd probably end up in the top
five. No, not at all. You are an excellent dresser, and, you know, look, feel good, look good.
Thank you. Back to you, Roger. I'm gonna check out and turn this over to you and Leanne. Thanks.
Great. Many thanks. So we are 8 days into the Trump revolution. It's given us a chance to sit back and look at the numbers and figure out how all of this happened. As you know, the mainstream media had Donald Trump dead and buried. It was over. Hillary was picking her cabinet. She had scheduled her fireworks for New York. The clique around her was beginning to plan how they were going to take away our guns, how they were going to abridge our civil liberties, and most importantly, how they were going to crack down on the alternative media. Even today, we see Facebook and Google deciding that they are going to begin limiting what they call fake news. Well, what is fake news? This is a slippery slope, in my opinion. At some point, is Infowars.com fake news? Is Breitbart fake news? Is Town Hall fake news? Is Daily Caller fake news? I think this is the rubric that they were planning to use to silence our voices. That would leave the mainstream media with a monopoly on information, as they had before, when only ABC, CBS, and NBC held forth and really did control the national narrative. If it didn't happen on one of those three networks, and then later CNN and Fox, well, then it didn't happen at all. So I think that has been averted. As I look back on the election, I see one pivotal decision that I think made all the difference. And that was that in the closing days of the election, the Trump campaign made a strategic judgment to expand the map. They made a foray into Michigan and Wisconsin that would turn out to be pivotal, that would actually win this election for Donald Trump. Now, I noticed that Hillary did not campaign in those states. I noticed that polls I was watching, both private polls and public polls, showed that Trump was on the move in both places. And, of course, the rest is history. He dropped in both places, barnstorming. In the case of Michigan, with only a few hours' notice, 35,000 people turned out to greet him. And I think that he dominated state media in both of those states for the close. If there's any one decision that I would point to, it would be this one. And I think the credit goes to Steve Bannon, who is under fire today. We'll talk about that a little later, for really the most important decision in terms of turning this election. So if I had to point at any one item, that would be it. Studying it as a student of American politics, someone who's been involved in 9 presidential campaigns, proud to say I worked for 3 Republican presidents, you could see the trend line. Trump was gaining steadily the last 2 weeks. In the beginning, Hillary was sitting still, and it was clear that he would pass her. Then she began to drop. The announcement of the 680,000 emails that were on the Abedin Wiener server, emails that FBI Director Comey is lying about, this is the treasure trove of criminality, including treason, pay for play, corruption, sexual exploitation. We're not finished by a long shot with this story, but that revelation only accelerated Trump's climb, and he crossed the line, essentially passed her, at exactly the right time. Now, former President Nixon, a mentor of mine, somebody I learned a great deal from, believed very strongly that you had to bring your campaign to a peak at exactly the right time. So I think Trump did that. I think you cannot understate the key role that Infowars.com played in that victory. I understand the New York Times is working on a profile on Alex Jones, should be posted any moment now, which I think recognizes the incredible role that was played here. So if congratulations are in order, if anybody is to be declared an MVP, it has to be, among them, Alex Jones and the crew here at Infowars.com.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. I know we've been hearing that a lot, Roger, and thank you so much. It's just so incredible how this full-on onslaught to actually have the president come out and say that we need a truthiness filter and to wax poetic for the days when there was only 3 media outlets that were giving people access to the news, when they had control over the propaganda channels, and how they're really trying to move back in that direction. But then their slogan is, oh, we're moving forward, not backward. And they've got other little fascist protesters out there saying, we're not going to go backward. Yeah, we want to go with our state-run propaganda media. It's just, it's incredible. I mean, what do you see? I know we've got about a minute and a half left here, but going forward, are they going to uphold the separation of powers and check power rather than elect power?
Well, look, I think these demonstrations are, they're a false flag. This is a MacGuffin. These are fraudulent, meaning they're paid for by George Soros and his allies. They're hunkered down in Washington, even as we speak, licking their wounds. They spent at least $500 million on these various phony outside groups. I myself was a victim of Media Matters for America, which is a front group run by the criminal David Brock, who was money laundering. There's an extensive complaint at the Federal Election Commission. Trust me, if we on the right did what Brock did, we'd be in handcuffs right now in terms of mixing hard dollars and soft dollars. So I don't think that these demonstrations are sustainable. We know, for example, in the Portland demonstration, most of the people who showed up didn't even vote. in my hometown of Fort Lauderdale, there were flyers saying that Donald Trump was going to nullify gay marriages. That's the kind of disinformation that we're fighting.
Right, when he has been outspoken saying, you know, he was congratulating Elton John on his marriage, you know, many years ago when Hillary Clinton and Obama were both openly opposing gay marriage. So, I mean, it's just total misinformation out there. Thank you, Roger. Stay right back. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Took it away.
The names and the middle. And welcome. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo, and your host for the hour is Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Now, before the break, we were talking about just relishing in witnessing the death spiral of the old media and, of course, the victory being celebrated right now by the new media and, you know, frankly, Americans. Whether you are aware of it or not, give Donald Trump a chance. Roger?
Well, first of all, anybody who's watched me here knows that I'm a great believer in some of the InfoWars.com products. Frankly, without BrainForce, I don't think I could have kept up the pace necessary to help Donald Trump win this election. 2 weeks out, I felt a cold coming on. I went to Silver Bullet, your colloidal formula, knocked my cold out like that, and I was right back on the rampart. So the revolution isn't free, folks. I strongly recommend a couple products here. Most importantly, and I think the one that's the most fun, is the InfoWars Trump is my president shirt. Now, you're going to want to wear this shirt on Inauguration Day. You're going to want to wear this shirt to let your friends and neighbors know that you are a foot soldier in the Trump revolution. This is going to end up in the Smithsonian, folks, so get yours now. They're not going to be around forever. This is a piece of history. You're going to want to pass this shirt down to your children and your grandchildren because you were in on the saving of America. Now, these shirts are available at $9.95. This was came out of the brain of Alex Jones and my friend Joe Biggs and the friends at InfoWars. And grab yours now because these really won't be around forever. The other product I really like is the my wife particularly likes is the BioPCA, which is the ultimate formula for hair, skin, and nails put together by InfoWars Light. Now, as much as we might hate it, the toxic chemicals in our food and in our environment, they are playing havoc with your skin, with your hair, and now you can fight back. This product, BioPCA, was specifically formulated by the InfoWars team of chemists and scientists to give your hair, your skin, your nails a healthy appearance and to fight back against this toxic environment. So, folks, grab these products. When you do so, you're helping fund the revolution. You are helping fund the clarion call of InfoWars.com to get the message out to liberty-minded patriots, to Trump supporters, to independents, to wayward Democrats who are coming our way. It is invaluable for the revolution to go forward, but we cannot run on empty. These products are first rate. I use them myself. I can't go on and on about how great they are. We are in a situation here where the transition is afoot. This is kind of like Game of Thrones. You've got the Mike Pence faction, the right running mate, a guy who did an unbelievable job for President-elect Trump. You have Senator Jeff Sessions, another patriot, was actually my candidate for vice president, now rumored to be the next attorney general of the United States. You have the Trump campaign veterans who are committed to being sure that those who supported Trump are represented in this government. As I have said here on InfoWars.com and also at StoneColdTruth.com, the greatest danger now is the establishment boarding party. The neocons who show up out of nowhere after leaving their never-Trump headquarters and saying, well, I was with you the whole time, and I want to be Assistant Secretary of State or Secretary of the Treasury or whatever. This is vital for people to understand. Now, Mike Pence has restructured the entire transition. The K Street crowd that appears to have been brought in by Governor Chris Christie has been debenched. They are gone. The transition is undergoing a complete restructuring to make sure that those who support the Trump agenda end up in this government. Leanne, questions?
Well, I think I would love to get more on that after the break. With the fact that they're freaking out, oh, they're calling it the purge, that all the lobbyists have been cut from Trump's transition team, and like you point out, the never-Trumpers kind of crawl out from their hole. Donald Trump is very outspoken. One of the main things that he appreciates is loyalty. He he has not minced words when it comes to that. And I think that that's something a lot of people need to understand, is that that matters to him. So he made that very clear from the get-go.
I don't know how many lobbyists in their Gucci shoes have jumped off the 14th Street Bridge, but it's a high number. There is panic in the city. Oh, my God. We have a president who can't be bought and can't be bullied. We have a president that nobody owns. It's music to my ears. I'm headed to Washington next week. I can't wait.
Well, we'll be right back with more from Roger Stone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you are now entering overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, and your host for the remainder of the hour is Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Now, Roger, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Trump's transition team and just looking at how the media is in a frenzy, saying there's reports of turmoil on the transition. It's 8 days. I mean, typically, you're going to see the staff picks taking about 5 weeks. I mean, take some time, get to kind of the ins and outs here. But what is a president-elect and future president Trump going to be doing to fight a press that's already positioning themselves to be non-friendly?
Well, Leanne, I think your analysis is exactly right. I was a member of President Ronald Reagan's transition, not once, but twice. So I have seen this movie. There are an enormous number of federal positions that must be filled, but I think they are wise to take their time to sort out the best qualified people, but most importantly, those who are not globalists, those who are not neocons. I mean, we didn't defeat Jeb Bush so that we could empower his lackeys. That wasn't the point of this election. And now you have two things going on in Washington, I think, that are very important. One is the unprecedented personal attack on Steve Bannon. Now, in full disclosure, I write for Breitbart, and I intend to continue writing for them. I think Steve Bannon is a freedom fighter. I think that he can think outside the box. He understands the new media. He particularly understands who Donald Trump's enemies are. He understands the globalist threat. He understands the threat of the neocons and those who would immerse us in war without reason. And he is particularly focused on the immigration issue and the fact that our current immigration policies have left our neighborhoods and our homes unsafe. Now, Bannon, who I have known for some time, is not an anti-Semite, has never been an anti-Semite. This is a canard. This is a fraud. Why are they so desperate to unhorse Steve Bannon? Because he gets it. Because he knows who the bad guys are. And because the war he has waged at Breitbart is focused exactly at the mainstream media. Now, I'm glad to see we're starting to get some balance. I saw the National Jewish Coalition come forward and denounce these attacks as fraudulent. But it has to be tough to be Steve Bannon, to go home every night after they have dumped this load of garbage on you. Steve Bannon is not a hater, has never been a hater. He is the garter of the Trump flame, or I should say the guardian of the Trump flame. And that's why they want to get rid of him, because he's got their number and he understands that the globalists, the Soros-funded globalists, they're not going to quit. They're not going to go away just because they lost an election. So I am particularly proud to call Steve Bannon my friend. I'm glad the president has put him in a place, in an office that used to be peopled by Karl Rove when he was the strategist for the President of the United States. And I am confident that Steve Bannon is going to keep the Trump administration focused on the Trump agenda.
Well, he's obviously proven himself as a strategist. Mr. Bannon was able to get us a President Trump, despite the fact that the entire establishment, including the global establishment, the media, the entertainment industry, everyone, all cylinders were firing to take out Donald Trump, and he was able to combat that. I mean, that is a massive accomplishment. I was actually retweeting some articles from former Breitbart employees who were like, I can't believe I'm defending Steve Bannon right now, but he's nothing about what the media is saying. And, you know, I wanted to point out that, again, the left is using these Alinsky tactics, the rules for radicals, and this, of course, is number 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. So everything they were trying to do to take out Donald Trump, to destroy his brand, his family, they didn't care if they would destroy the man. Well, now they're taking that and turning it on to Mr. Bannon.
Exactly right. Look, Steve Bannon is not putting words in Donald Trump's mouth. No one puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. I've known Donald Trump for almost 40 years, 39 years to be exact. I think he has helped him shape his message, but the key instincts here on immigration, on trade, on our economy, on our completely incoherent yet expensive foreign policy, these are things Trump has been talking about for 30 years. In 1988, when he went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire to address the Portsmouth Chamber of Commerce, I look back at that speech. He talked about NATO and the fact that it was time for our allies to pay their fair share. He talked about the inequality of our trade agreements, and this was pre-NAFTA. So there's an amazing consistency in Donald Trump. Those who think that Bannon, or before him Manafort, or before him Roger Stone, is somehow a ventriloquist, that anyone puts words in Donald Trump's mouth, is just not true. They hate Bannon because he is effective. They hate Bannon because he has helped lead this revolution. And the bad news for the Soros crowd is Steve Bannon isn't going anywhere. He's going to be right there at Donald Trump's right sleeve. Now, the other battle royal that I'm plugged into and getting updates hourly is who is going to be the Secretary of State in the next administration. To my surprise, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, probably the most effective of the Trump surrogates, probably the most effective speech at the Republican National Convention, a guy that shows that he has the guts, as Nixon would say, to grab the other guys by the hair and pull them down the cliff, has made it clear that he is not interested in being Attorney General, but that he is interested in fostering and guiding the Trump foreign policy, which in my view is a non-interventionist foreign policy, as Secretary of State. John Bolton, who served as the UN ambassador in an interim appointment under George Bush, has made it clear that he is also interested in this job. Now, I know Bolton. I like Bolton. I played poker with Bolton. He's a terrific guy, but he's a neocon. And I don't think his views reflect the president-elect's views, particularly not in the area of Russia, where I think he is more bellicose than Trump is. The whole idea that Trump was in the pocket of the Russians, Stone or Manafort or Trump were on the payroll of the Russians, that's accusing us of treason, by the way. This was fraudulent. But Trump does favor a period of détente. He would like to go into hard-headed negotiations with Putin and see if we can coexist without thermonuclear war. And maybe we could actually team up to destroy ISIS. So Trump was, ironically, the peace candidate. I think this is why 3 out of 10 Bernie Sanders supporters in the end voted for Trump. Now, the other contender here, other than Bolton and Giuliani, is Senator Corker from Tennessee. I think the greatest advocate of Senator Corker for this job is Senator Corker, although Rand Paul, the quasi-libertarian, because I don't think he's the purist that his father is, and by the way, I'm an admirer of Ron Paul, voted for him. My last vote as a Republican before I switched to the Libertarian Party was in the Florida Republican primary 4 years ago. I proudly voted for Ron Paul. But Rand Paul has let it be known that he will filibuster the appointment of a Giuliani or of a Bolton, and that he favors the appointment of his colleague, Senator Corker. This is what all of Washington is focused on. This is going to be the great fight. I would think that Giuliani has the inside track, if for no other reason because of his longstanding personal relationship with the president-elect. They have known each other for some 30-odd years, back to Rudy's days as the U.S. attorney for the district that includes Manhattan, where Donald Trump lives. He hasn't known Bolton that long. They have a nice relationship. Bolton, to his credit, unlike many of the never-Trumpers, once Donald was nominated, he put his back to it. He supported the candidate. He made speeches on his behalf. So my hat's off to him in that regard. Corker, you may recall, showed up at Trump Tower shortly after Donald Trump wrapped up the nomination. There was widespread speculation that this meant we might be headed for a Trump-Corker ticket. I later learned that it was Senator Corker who requested the meeting rather than Donald Trump. Reportedly, the two men got along well. It did fuel some stories back in Tennessee that Corker was a vice presidential contender when that was never really the case. In the meantime, you have had, therefore, this three-way competition that all of the folks inside the Beltway are focused on. The Chris Christie imprimatur at the transition is gone. He has been ousted. largely over the George Washington Bridge allegations. To be clear, at least three witnesses told the federal court that Chris Christie personally knew about and laughed about the George Washington Bridge closing, which, of course, caused chaos in the small town of Fort Lee. The purpose of the bridge closing to punish a local mayor who refused to endorse Christie's reelection. When Christie went out the door, as I said earlier, so did the K Street lobbyists. It's a new day under the leadership of Mike Pence. There will be, I think, a greater emphasis on loyalty to Trump and adherence to the Trump agenda. That is not to say that the Trump candidate cabinet won't have any Democrats, because, Leanne, it will. I think this is going to be a cabinet that represents all the people. I know that there are several high-level Democrats who are patriots, but who are Democrats nonetheless, who are under consideration for this administration, giving it a bipartisan flavor. This is something President Nixon tried to do and failed. He offered the U.N. ambassadorship to Hubert Humphrey, declined. He offered a cabinet job of defense secretary to Senator Henry Scoop Jackson, a hardliner from Washington State. He also declined. So Trump may achieve what both Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan were unable to achieve by having a bipartisan cabinet.
Are you hearing anything about attorney general picks? I know a lot of people have been talking back and forth a lot on Twitter, so people are very curious.
I still think Jeff Sessions, mm-hmm. who is probably my favorite member of the U.S. Senate, is the front runner for that job if he wants it. His chief aide, a fellow named Dearborn, very able man, a guy who really understands the Trump agenda, is playing a key role in the transition. Now, this New York Times piece we're showing now, I have no idea where most of this information came from. There's a lot of disinformation in there, a lot of people being mentioned for cabinet jobs who are really not under consideration. When I spoke to the president-elect last week, and we had a nice and cordial conversation, which I'm not going to really get into, other than to say, I said to him, well, Mr. President, how's the transition going? He said, well, I guess they're over there making their lists. On the other hand, I'm going to have a list of my own. I'd be very surprised if Jeff Sessions is not on that list. I know of the high regard that that Donald Trump has for him. I also know that he had the courage to be for Trump when nobody else did. His colleagues in the Senate thought, God, is this guy out of his mind? But he turned out, of course, to be a sage. So I would be very happy with Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Wouldn't mind seeing him on the U.S. Supreme Court. Focus on this, though. I think President Donald Trump is going to have four nominations for the U.S. Supreme Court. That's how important this election was. That is how we shape the future. That's why Trump's victory was all important.
Right. I think that really is going to be the key takeaway from this entire election. So important. And I forget where I was reading an article, but they were sort of saying, if you need any more proof that Trump wasn't expecting to win this at all, he didn't prepare a speech, nor does he have his staff picks. So there's this turmoil with it. To me, I think that that's very impressive, because as we learned from WikiLeaks, before President Obama was even elected, they were already saying, well, here's the list for the staff picks. They were basically, his cabinet had already been filled before he was even elected. So to me, I'm quite impressed that we're actually going through this.
The Trump operation has always had an impromptu and spontaneous nature to it. His campaign wasn't really a traditional presidential campaign. It was an uprising. It was an insurrection against the established order. It was very much a guerrilla function, a guerrilla-oriented effort. But it more than made up in intensity what it lacked in structure. Trump supporters were true believers. Our voters couldn't wait for Election Day. They wanted to vote for Donald Trump and Mike Pence. compare that to the job of the Clinton campaign, corralling voters who weren't even crazy about their candidate, who were ambivalent. This was reflected in the fact that her crowd sizes were ridiculous. The mainstream media went to great lengths to conceal the fact that she was having trouble raising a decent crowd in places where Trump was getting 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people towards the end. It was really the Herculean effort of Donald Trump that I think made the difference, the barnstorming in those last 2 weeks. Leanne, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind people that the revolution is not free. And with the inauguration coming up, I really think you want to grab your Trump is my president t-shirt at the Infowars.com store. Now, this t-shirt you can buy right along the iconic Trump, Clinton rape t-shirt. This is the t-shirt that Alex Jones used to break through the mainstream media blockade. So you're going to want the Trump is my president t-shirt for Inauguration Day. You're going to want the iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt because, as Time Magazine wrote, this is a part of history. I know an advanced man who has worked for the Clintons, who's active in this campaign. I ran into him in a bar in New York the other night, and he told me that these t-shirts and the rape whistle drove them crazy. So get to Infowars.com, grab your shirts now before they are no more.
And I can't wait to auction off my Bill Clinton rape shirt that we actually used to trigger the Young Turks. I still have it in my possession. I might hold on to it for my little piece of history. Stick around. We will be right back with the end of the show with Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Now, before the break, we were talking about a lot of these potential staff picks, and of course, Laura Ingraham has actually talked a little bit about potentially being the press secretary and how cool that would be if called upon to serve her country in that capacity. To me, I think it's so spectacular that we are witnessing the establishment press shaking in their boots. And then daring to say, you know, that now all of a sudden they're concerned about the First Amendment now that they see they're irrelevant. And congratulate yourself on that.
Yeah, I love Laura Ingraham. I think she would be terrific if the president-elect chooses to offer her that job. I would also, frankly, look at Monica Crowley, who has been a Trump supporter from the beginning. Taking off her Fox hat for a moment, an enormously able woman. They would both be a great credit to mm-hmm. this administration. Before we move on here, I do want to say again that if you want to support the revolution, you need to go to the Infowars.com store where they've got some great products. Mrs. Stone reminds me again about BioPCA, which is her favorite. Now, this has 14 powerful ingredients, including biotin, zinc, which is all important to recharge your immune system. And this proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen is really good for your hair, your nails, your skin, your general well-being. This is a product we have tried in the Stone household, along with Brain Force, which I love, and with Silver Bullet, which I referred to earlier. So get this, folks. You help finance the revolution, and you get a product that really works. So let me also say as we go forward that I again want to thank Alex Jones for the opportunity to be here today. I will be wearing my Trump is my president t-shirt on Inauguration Day. I hope you will as well. Get these now, folks. They will not last forever. They're going to end up in the Smithsonian. Of that, I have no doubt. When I saw President-elect Trump last week, he told me that anyone whose name you read in the paper is probably put there and generated by that person themselves. All these supposed leaks from the transition, I think, are in fact self-serving leaks from those seeking to promote their candidacies. So take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Until the president-elect announces it, it's not a fact. Now, I made no secret about the fact that Reince Priebus, the current Republican National Chairman, was not my choice, was not the choice I would have made for Chief of Staff. But I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to President-elect Trump, and I'm going to keep a close eye on Mr. Priebus to make sure that he is in lockstep with the Trump agenda. I think, frankly, the appointment of Steve Bannon provides an important balance going forward. Bannon has his eye on the globalists, I assure you. Bannon knows who the bad guys are. So it is important to sit back and let the president have his choices. Don't overreact to what you read in the mainstream media, because there's at least a 50% chance that that is not true. If you want to keep up with the progress of the Trump transition and the formation of the Trump revolution, you can tune in to the Stone Cold Truth on Saturdays from 1 to 3 Eastern Time on the Genesis Communications Network, and we will bring you the very latest news on the Trump transition. On November 22nd, I will debate Gerald Posner, the author of Case Closed, on the question, who killed John F. Kennedy? You're going to want to tune in for that as well. Many thanks, Leanne. Thank you. Thank everyone here at InfoWars. Been great to be with you.
Thank you, Roger Stone. And we'll see you tonight. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.